The world thrives on innovation, on change and adaptation. But what role can innovation play in an art form based on tradition? Folk art is about traditional materials, traditional techniques, and generations-old ideas of craft and style. The organizers of Santa Fe's International Folk Art Market had this question in mind when they put together this year's market. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is a co-founder of the Folk Art Market, Judith Espinar. Judy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You and your colleagues, back in 2004, when you created the International Folk Art Market, what definition of folk art did you abide by?
Firstly, we had in our body of people who were putting this together many academics, and mostly from museums. So we had a very good sounding board in relationship to where they felt folk art was at that particular time, meaning very close to the way it was treated in a museum. It certainly, we have to always remember that things that we think are the same have been changed over the centuries.
Right.
So keeping that in mind, we were trying to bring to Santa Fe traditional artists, traditional cultural artists, I like to call them, who were practicing the techniques and the iconography of their communities.
And what might an example be of that? You have a few things spread out in front of you. What might be an example of the traditional definition of folk art?
Well, this Guatemalan fabric that I'm sitting in front of has a striped background and woven patterns that look like they're embroidered on top of the stripes, but actually are woven into it. It's a bobbin weaving system that's incredibly intricate. Each one of these icons has a meaning. And so a traditional piece of fabric was used for specific things in the culture, but also the iconography was very specific to their belief systems. The designs that this embodies are about the values of that culture and the things that they would like to continue to preserve.
This year, you have created a special section of the market, which you are calling Innovation Inspiration. How is this section different from the rest of the market?
One of the things that folk art respects deeply is the fact that the work, the medium, and the actual product itself is something that evolves out of the life of the culture. It's part of the culture. That's the folk part of it. So then if we are going to keep up with the times, and we have already heard this from many of our artists, when are we going to be allowed to bring innovation? Can we do this? Can we do that? So we have been listening. We decided that the most important thing for us to do was to respect what we know about traditional art, which is that it comes out of the culture. So when we published the application for the 2017 market, we had a section called innovation. And we allowed the artists to decide what that meant to them. We said, what is innovation to you, and how will that change the products that you would like to bring to the market in 2017? And then, of course, we had their verbal description, and then we had photos so that we could actually see this. And we learned so much. And we also learned it out of the culture. So I think that we hope at least that the museum culture will respect that.
Do you have here in front of us anything that might be a good example of innovation?
Yes. What I have here are some of the things that we learned from the innovation section of the reasons why they made changes. And some of these are out of need, and some of these are out of creativity. Let's start out with need. Here I have the Guatemalan textile that I talked about, and I explained how it was made with an intricate bobbin tradition of weaving. And then I have a pillow that's actually made in a very different way. The large motifs on this pillow are identical almost to the small half-inch motifs in the bobbin tradition. And the story here is simple. This is a community. They decided that there were too many weavers that were producing very similar products, and the market was very overcrowded. And so they decided that they wanted to do different products. They didn't actually invent this. Somebody came and they made a connection. But what they ultimately did, they became rug hookers. And they transferred their iconography into a whole different medium, household decorative items. And they have been extremely successful. And there's another aspect that came out of this unexpectedly. And that is that these items are made from recycled T-shirts that get sent into them from the United States. So their cost of goods becomes almost nothing. And their margin, meaning the amount of money that they can take home when they sell a piece, becomes much more profitable. So, of course, if we were with the original definition of folk art, we would not have accepted these amazing rugs. But the truth of the matter is that the rugs have been in the market for 2 or 3 years now. So we are highlighting those artists that were originally accepted for innovation and also encouraging many, many more who have done this in a completely new way.
Judy, was this a difficult decision for the market's organizers to make? Was this controversial to include this new section?
We were pretty unanimous about it. A lot of the artists have been asking us to do this. They had been applying with work and telling us why they changed and why they wanted to change and wanted to include it in the market. And we felt, because we also have a leadership role in global folk art, that it was up to us to really take on this mantle of innovation, because nothing stays the same. And if we don't open that door wide to the artisans who can apply to our market, we're doing a disservice.
Well, that leads to my next question, which is, do you think that loosening the definition of folk art is going to be a good thing for the artists as a whole?
I'm going to say something revolutionary here. It's always been a good thing. A lot of times the art and the beauty gets lost, but that can happen anyway. So the people that can make these successful reinterpretations will be the ones that will join the traditional artist in the international folk art market. And we have both artists working and showing their work side by side.
How do you think visitors, particularly long-standing visitors, are going to react to this new section?
We're hoping that there will be many, many, many dialogues happening in the innovation tent of design and where it comes from and the value of keeping the community and their traditions alive through the things that are made is embedded in both the innovative work and the traditional work. It's just a matter of opening the door a little wider and listening to the artist and figuring out how they validly would like to move forward with their traditions.
Judith Espinar is a co-founder of Santa Fe's International Folk Art Market, the largest of its kind in the world. The 14th annual market is July 14th through the 16th. Go to folkartalliance.org. Judy, many thanks for joining us.
It's such a pleasure, and I hope I'll get to welcome all of you to the International Folk Art Market on July 14th, 15th, and 16th.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.